Baruch Hashem, we are at the Kotel, and we have the chance to learn a little bit of Torah, which you'll see, ultimately, might relate to a minhag of the people who used to live here, Anshe Yerushalayim. You guys tell me, when am I yotzei the mitzvah of Lulav? Right? We learned all of Lulav HaGazo, we learned it, when am I yotzei the mitzvah? What does the Gemara Min Beis Maralef say? The second I pick it up, I'm yotzei the mitzvah fully. Right, the Gemara was talking to Amar Abaya, Lo Shinamela Shalo Yatzebo, Aval Yatzebo Chayv. Right, talking about the din of Rabbi Yossi, that if you left your shus, right, your shus mitzvah, so on Shabbos and you carried, so then you're not Chayv, but if you were already Yossi the mitzvah, you're Chayv. The Gemara says, but the fact that you lifted it up, you're already Yossi with it. So the first second, you're already Yossi. Ha'amid Agbay Nafikbay, from the fact that you lifted it up, you're already Yossi the mitzvah. So then Abaya says, no, you put it upside down. Rabbi says, no, you didn't. No, you carried it in a way that would prevent you from being Yossi. All right, regardless, we see from this Gemara that the Chiyuv of Lulav is fulfilled from the moment you pick up. Let's turn to the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us on the very bottom of the Amud, it's trying to learn out about the Chiyuv of Sukkah. When do you sit in the Sukkah? Right? How many days? Is it days and nights? Or is it only during the days? During those 7 days. So what do? So the Gemara learns either from the Yemei Luim, right? What we just read about not so long ago. We'll read about more, actually, upcoming. And in the next few weeks, Parshas. So either we should learn from the Lulav, or we should learn from Lulav. And the Gemara says, oh, no. Better to learn in logic. It makes more sense to say that you learn from which one? From Miluim. Why? Because it's also an ongoing mitzvah, just as Sukkah is, unlike that which is by Lulav, Davar Shemitzvaso Sha'achas. Just for a mere moment. The Gemara Mimimimimimimimimimimim sounds like the chiyuv of Sukkah, of Lulav, that moment is just for a brief moment. It's sha'achas, unlike the other ones which are ongoing. And we find even more valence to say this idea that Lulav is really only just for a brief moment, where when the Gemara talks about the brachos, right? When, how many times you make the brachos, right? The Gemara compares Sukkah and Tefillin. And just as Tefillin, every time you put it on and off, you get it, you can make a bracha. So seemingly you should do the same thing by Sukkah as well. What is that not true by? By Lulav. Seemingly, every time I put down and pick up my Lulav, I should make a bracha every time, right? That's absent from the discussion. We don't think that every time I pick up my Lulav, I should make a bracha. Why? The first moment I picked it up seems like I'm Yotzei. So it would seem an open and shut case, right, guys? It's simple. It's pasha, right? What's the chiyuv to pick up your Lulav? Only a brief moment. That's what we've seen. And now we turn to the people who used to live here. The Anshe Yerushalayim. The Gemara on Mem Aleph Amud Beis brings a brisa. What does the brisa say? Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Omer. He'd leave his home, he'd have his lulav in his hands. Holeich, the base of Knesset, lulav biyado. He'd go to the shul, lulav in his hands. Kori Krishma, was palo, lulav biyado. Kori Vitor, nose as kap, manichu agabe karki, puts it on the floor. Interesting, you see from here that, okay, apparently you're allowed to put the lulav on the floor. Right? Holeich, levakir cholim, lenachim abe, lulav biyado. He would go do other mitzvahs, his lulav would be in his hands. Nichol says a medrash, mashagur, lulav biyado. No, biyad avdo, biyad shlucho. Right, the Gemara asks Mike Mosh, what's the point of this price? What's it teaching us? To show you how much they were zealous, how quick they were to run after mitzvahs. What are we talking about, guys? How does it make any sense? I thought the mitzvah was just a brief moment. Isn't that what we're just holding by? We just saw Midagbay Nafakbay. We saw Sha'achas. That's the mitzvah of Lulav. Isn't it just a moment? What were they doing? To carry the Lulav all day doesn't seem to be any mitzvah. I was ready to the first second. Okay, so the Gemara says, hodiacha, come on, he's reason for mitzvahs. How zealous they were in doing their mitzvahs. How with great zeal they would chase after the mitzvahs. But what's that talking about? The lulav component of it? Now, if you wanted to tell me, I was talking about, look how they, one of the guys I said before pointed out to me that you see how they spend their yontif chasing after mitzvah every single second they were doing another mitzvah. But I don't think that's pshat in this brisa, right? Because pshat in this brisa is brought about lulav and the fact that he's holding his lulav all day seems to be the component, especially considering the Gemara that I was working off of, right? What was the Gemara that we were working off of? The Gemara earlier had said, Amar le mar barame mar le Ravashi, abat sluye kamat libe. He said, mar barame mar said to Ravashi about his father Amemar. What did Amemar used to do? He would daven holding the lulav. Daven holding the lulav? Why? What do you mean? I mean, daven made nothing, why didn't you just put it back down? What's the advantage of doing that? So then the Gemara goes and asks about the technical issue of how is he allowed to hold something while he was davening, and it answers up that technical issue. But what it seemed to be is that there was value to keep on holding the lulav all day long. The question is why? Why is that valuable? I would have thought, I was yotzei the mitzvah, now I'm done. Like any other mitzvah. I do it. I do the chiyuv. Now I'm yotzei. Now I move on with my life. I do other mitzvot, hopefully. You know, that would be being zaris and mitzvot. But to, like, hang on to that last remnant of mitzvot, to keep holding on to your lulav, what value might there be? So on this Gemara, this Amemar Gemara, the Gemara, in deflecting that attempted question, well, how is he allowed to daven holding something in his hands that's valuable, something that he's worried about that he might drop? The Gemara answers, hasam, by those other objects, lav mitzvah ninhu. Those are not a mitzvah. Vitard by, and he's busy with them. Hacha mitzvah ninhu, velo tardhu. Rashi explains, hacha, nitilasa velikichasa mitzvahi. The taking, okay, me and my friends used to joke, right, the Gemara, one of my chavrusas, and the Gemara says, you know, that has a lot of phrases, you know, things that go together, right? So one of the phrases, shida migdal teva, right? The Gemara will have that, sometimes they're just referring to different types of boxes. Now, I'm sure if I was Jastro, or I just knew better, I would tell you what each one of the, like, this type of box, that type of box, that type of box. So my friend would just translate it as, okay, so if you have a box, box, or box. Anyways, that's just how we translate it, right? That's, whatever, it's a type of box. What do you want from me, right? So it's over here. But what's Rashi doing? It's taking, and it's taking our mitzvah. What does Rashi mean? It would seem, what Rashi's trying to explain to us, is that the ongoing holding of it is still the mitzvah. Not a clear-cut diak in Rashi, but I think it's what Rashi's driving at. And then the Rashi continues and explains why, therefore, since it's a mitzvah, why is that not something that you're going to be tarred in? Since something which is so dear to you, you love it, most things, when they're in your hands, they're a burden. Even if it's something relatively light. Better to not have it in your hand than have it in your hand. It distracts you when it's in your hands. But a mitzvah, you're excited about holding. You love holding the mitzvah. Now, Rashi might just mean, and the Gemara might just mean, a mitzvah object. But how come this isn't true by other things? Right? What about holding your tefillin in your hands? Right? It said holding your tefillin in your hands. That's a mitzvah object. It seems like, no, you're actually mekayim the mitzvah somehow, and that's what's chavav on you, and that's what prevents it from being a burden on you. The question.
If you wear your
tefillin
longer, it is
chavav. Oh, wearing the tefillin longer is an added kiyum. And the Gemara is only talking about holding your tefillin in your hands. I mean, not like on your arm. Is it a mitzvah to hold your tefillin in your hands? I don't think
no,
so.
No, wearing, I'm saying.
Oh, wearing. Wearing is a
mitzvah. Continuing the mitzvah.
Granted. By wearing tefillin, I grant that there's a kiyum all day long. But you know what, Rafi? The Gemara never says, by tefillin. We expect by tefillin there. We know there's an ongoing mitzvah. To wear tefillin as long as you could. It used to be in the olden days, they would wear their mitzvah, they would wear their tefillin all day long. Right? If only we were that holy. But in terms of lulav, it seems like it's just a short, brief moment. Right? That's all there is to it. So what is there in holding it longer? So the Gemara sounds like, though, it's still a mitzvah to hold on to. What's shot in this mitzvah? Right? Now, I want to show you a raya from Tosfos, and I'll show you something which I don't even think is a raya. I think it's explicit in Tosfos. But first, I'll show you a diak in Tosfos, which I had, which I think is very, very clear. I saw it afterwards with some of the Acharonim. I think it's a very good diak. Tosfos on Mem Hei Amud Beis. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos there, it's discussing making the bracha, right? We saw this Gemara together. We, in fact, in our Halachal Maisa Chavurus, we went into this Tosfos. It's very Tosfos. But now we're going to tell, I might have mentioned it then, but now I want to delve into this component of this Tosfos. So, Tosfos is explaining, according to this opinion, a Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right, the Gemara had said that Echadzeh, referring to Lulav and Sukkah, both of them have a bracha Shiva, all 7 days. Right? You make a bracha all 7 days of them. But Tosfos says, don't get confused. Sukkah and Lulav are still different. Even though you make a bracha all 7 days for both of them, they're still different. How so? Tosfos says, behind the time, I'm jumping to the middle of Tosfos. Sukkah, why is Sukkah different? The is Rami Le Sudasa, Lo Efshel Mei Chachot, Lo Sukkah, Avo Pisha Kvar, Ocha Bo Biyom, the Sukkah. That by Sukkah, you have no alternative. You have to do it. If you want to eat a meal, you have to do it in your Sukkah. You see, it's an ongoing mitzvah. There's still the opportunity for additional key of mitzvah for you to eat in the Sukkah. Moreover, the same thing is true by tefillin. V'chein tefillin. Kol ha-yom mitzvah, so the entire day is their mitzvah. Shehu munachin b'rosh u'vizro. Right, we just said, Rafi. Right, the whole day, on your head, on your arm, right, that is the mitzvah of tefillin all day long. Kol ha-yom mitzvah. Here are the critical words. Avolulav ein ikur mitzvaso, ella pamachas biyom. Right, Tosfos says, oh, the ikur is only once per day. Kedamrina mid agbe nafek be. So Tosfos says, oh, you see, it's my first gemara, my beidim manaf, right? Our gemara, mid agbe nafek be. Once he picks it up, he goes to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only once biyom. Ikur mitzvaso is once biyom. What is this mysterious tuffle? What is the secondary component? What other aspect of the mitzvah is there? I thought mid agbe nafek be. So I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, thananuim. It's one thing to pick up the lulav. Then I'm yotzi the mitzvah, the bottom basement on the chiyuv. And that's what the Gemara Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and the Gemara Mem Beis Amud Aleph are talking about. The bare bones of the mitzvah is just to lift it up. But to shake it, that's an added component. Now, oh, how could Kedela na Nebo be ma'akiv as a shear, right? That's the Rav's Torah, right? How could it be that that's ma'akiv if I don't actually have to do it? If the Nanuim themselves aren't ma'akiv, how could that be ma'akiv in the shear? Okay, a shear for another time. But simply put, we know there's this additional component, which is not ma'akiv, of shaking the lulav. So maybe what Tosfos is referring to, the secondary component, is merely not holding it all day long, but rather the shaking. Let's turn to Tosfos on Lamed Tes on Aleph. By the sugya of overlasi yasan, right? There's a whole issue by lulav of overlasi yasan. How are you supposed to possibly make a bracha overlasi yasan if, make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, if, the second I pick it up, I'm already yotzei the mitzvah, right? So how can I be yotzei that? And that's what it says. You have to daf and do it before you pick it up, otherwise you're going to have an issue. But Tosfos has four different ways of avoiding the issue of overlasi yasan even once you pick it up. The fourth one, second and last of the narrowmost lines, Tosfos says, this fourth answer is, Inami mishum delo gamar mitzvah so ad achar nianua. Tosfos says, pretty posh, he says, no, the mitzvah is ongoing, because there's a second component to the mitzvah. You don't complete the mitzvah of lulav until you shake it. Basic mitzvah, picking it up. But since there's an additional, a little cherry on top, you can do the maximize mitzvah of shaking the lulav, that is only once you've shaken it. Therefore, you still are within the parsha of being before the mitzvah, because it's before you've done the mitzvah bishlei musa, before you've completed the mitzvah. That aspect is still alive and well. Therefore, you make the bracha and then you shake it, and that's how you can pick it up and still make a bracha over lasi yasin before you shake it. So, if anything, this is against me, right? Right now, it seems like there's no mitzvah to just keep holding on to the lulav. It's only a mitzvah to shake it. But once you shake it, then there should be no reason to keep holding it on. But I'll ask you guys a question: is that what seemed to be going on with the Anshe Yerushalayim? No, they davened already. What? Where did they? Okay, so I know it doesn't say that they shook it, but my stomach, they shook it in davening, or at some point when they're holding it, it sounds like they just carried it around all day with them, right? They went to visit Bikur Cholim, right? They went to go visit a sick person. They were holding their lulav. What? They're just holding off to shake it all day long? It doesn't seem like it. It seems like there's something else. There's some value to holding on to. And in fact, Tosfos brings this Gemara a few lines later in the wide line. Siva Ode, can I read him a Sof Pirkun? Tosfos is trying to prove to us that there isn't ongoing mitzvah. Tosfos says, granted, it's a davar pashut. It's for sure that these things are not ma'akiv. You don't have to hold on to the lulav all day. And comparably, you don't have to shake the lulav. But, mikol makom, hoel v'yesh b'davar mitzvah min amovchar chashiv ka'over lasi yasan. Tosfos says, to carry your lulav around with you all day long, not ma'akiv, you don't need to do it else. You don't need to do it. But, mitzvah min amovchar, you want to be a frum Jew? A really frum Jew. You know, somebody who gets to show off how frum he is. Right, but you really want to do the mitzvahs min amovchar. You really want to do it right. How do you do it? You hold on to it all day long, like the minhag of Anshe Yerushalayim. Why, if this is true, do we not hold our lulavs all day long, guys? Why not? Minhag of Anshe Yerushalayim wants to do so. The Gemara says, did you see how great they were, how mizaris they were in their mitzvahs? Because they carried the lulav all day long. Tosfos just says the mitzvah of the, you know who else says it? The Rush says it. You know what Rabbeinu David and Sachem says? Rabbeinu David says, it's not ma'aki, but he says a very strong language. It's a shiurei mitzvah. It's components of the mitzvah which are left out. In the same way, we have the Nanuim are shiurei mitzvah, meaning that they're remainders, but not the remainders merely in that, like, that they're ma'aki. They're not ma'aki, but they're the way to do the mitzvah in the fullest. We have that also by Dikes of Drink Carbonate. So we have shiurei mitzvah, things that are just remainders of the mitzvah that are themselves not ma'aki, but if you do it more, you do the mitzvah even better. So the mitzvah of course seems clear. Hold on to it. Rabbeinu David says, yeah, you're supposed to hold it as long as you should. And you know what some of the Rishonim say? They say that Dafka, Chazal, made the mitzvah, Bracha, be Al Netilas Lulav. Ever bother you? Why is it Al Netilas Lulav? Why is it not Lito Las Lulav or something? Right? Why is it Al Netilas Lulav? They say because they want to show you that it's an ongoing mitzvah. It's on the taking of the Lulav. It's not just a momentary thing. And in fact, some of them explain that's why you even make your bracha not quite the standard over Lasi Yasin after you pick it up. Because Chazal wanted you to make the bracha while holding it. Why? So you'll delay it in your hands. So you'll have it in your hands even longer than the bare bones minimum of just having it for a second. The very language of the brachos, of the bracha, the very way we say the bracha indicate to us that there's a mitzvah to hold on to longer, to fulfill the mitzvah longer, to hold on to your arba minim beyond that initial, that would be enough of base. So when you pick it up, don't put it right back down. The question is, guys, why don't we do this? I repeat, now that we see that there is some aspect of the Kiyom, there is some additional Kiyom to holding on to. We haven't even discussed the source for that yet. Why is that true? Right, but in Svara, it seems like that this exists. The question that should be asking us then is, why don't we do it? Why aren't we doing it? So the Taz and other Achronim say, there's an issue of Yuara, Mechzika Yuara, right? Religious arrogance. Doing things that are beyond your current level of religiosity, where you're holding by. Just try to start shooting for the stars when, you know, you're barely getting off the ground. That's a concern here. That's why you're not allowed to go and take lulav, because nobody else does it, and what, you think you're on such madrigos that you're going to hold the lulav all day long? So two questions. If that really is the reason, as the post can say, that is an issue of Yuara, two questions. And I'll throw in a third question. This isn't really a question, but it's number one. None of the Rishonim. Zero. My count is zero. Now look, I'm not allowed to remind you yourself, I can't count all Rishonim. But I looked at a lot of Rishonim. Zero Rishonim mentioned any issue of Mechzika Yuara. It's only in the Achronim. So at the very least, in the days of the Rishonim, they didn't think that it was a Yuara, or none of them cared to mention to tell us, oh, by the way, this is not brought la'alacha. And in fact, they all bring it la'alacha. Right? It's brought by the Rif, it's brought by the Rambam. Right? It's there. So none of them mentioned that. So that's number one. If you don't want to call that a question, you don't have to call it a question. But like, at least none of the Rishonim ever mentioned it. So maybe it was only later day developed. Maybe in the days of the Rishonim, they were all on a greater level than us. But nowadays, we all don't have a right to.
So obvious that it's just the Anshei Rishonim did it, so it's not.
Oh, obvious. Okay, good. So Rabbi wants to make a diyuk, right? From the Gemara and say, oh, it was Davka Anshei Yerushalayim who did it. And in fact, the Gemara, the Tanan, were praising them as saying, whoa, these people are special. Look how mizaris they were. In the Tanan were saying that these are my dragos. But still, Rabbi. They could have said it. Oh, the Achronim feel the need to tell you, why don't we do this? Oh, we don't do it because of it. The Rif and the Rambam bring it. They don't say it. So they say it hug and show onto your Shalim, but that's what the price says. But they don't go on and tell you that. So maybe you could say that. Maybe you could defend that. It's just so obvious. But other questions to ask. Number one is, okay, fine. So Chesky Glatt cannot do it because I'm a peon, right? I'm just a low worker in God's armies, right? But why can't the general do it? Have you guys ever seen anybody hold their lulav all day long? You know who did? The Gra did. Okay, so the Gra clearly didn't think it was an issue of Yuara, at least not in his Madrega. But why doesn't Rav Chaim Kanievsky? I mean, I actually have no knowledge of whether or not Rav Chaim Kanievsky does, so it's not a good example. But Lamashal, let's imagine Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't. I don't think, I've seen big people, and so good morning, they haven't been holding their lulav. Why not? You know what? Those that wear, okay, Mendel, not the Chabad skirts, right? But they hold that as Chiv. They disagree. They have their poskim. Right, who disagree that it's only for Anshei Maisa and Chassidim, right, who are really special people who have the right to wear both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. But other poskim say that no. Like Chabad aside, right, they know only if you're meforsum in Sidkos, only if you're a very special person should you wear Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi Tefillin. So, anybody who does those should certainly hold his lulav all day long. But I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's a common thing. I've seen people who wear those two to the line, and I haven't seen them wear that. Okay, I can't promise. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just have to go stalk more Gdoilim on Sigis time, and I'll find out more.
But tonight didn't even do it.
Right.
You told him on tonight.
Well, you're saying it says Anche Yerushalayim, you're saying.
Yeah.
Right, okay, fine. But meaning, it's possible, Rashi. You're being, Rafi, again, I can see Rashi. Oh,
so why didn't the Tanaim do it?
So you're assuming that. Just because this is the minhag of Anche Yerushalayim, that's going to be a good question to follow up on. Why is it seemingly only the Anshei Yerushalayim who did so? But Lav Dafka, maybe it was just the price that was brought down that they used to do, and they were especially, maybe all of the Anshei Yerushalayim, maybe even the low guys there did it. Maybe everybody did it. And just Yerushalayim was, you know, Mechutzer, with a cuff and a tuff, right? That they were crowned with not Ches in the summer, right? That they were crowned, and that's the problem with my yeshivish speak, right? Say Mechutar, right? That they were crowned with, they were Nechutar? I don't even know. Say that so yeshivish that I don't even know how to properly conjugate in Hebrew, right? So that it's that they were crowned with this special rice saying about their great men. I'll look at the Anshei Yerushalayim. We should all strive to be like Anshei Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem, you guys for 2 years have got to be part of Anshei Yerushalayim, right? So now we should all be like them. That we should all do this. So the question I want to ask is that not just the fact that Rishonim don't mention it. Why don't our Gedolim do it? Right? That seems to be a fair question. And secondly, what we still have to delve into is, what is the nature of this kiyum? Meaning, what does it mean to hold it for longer? Like, why would we be doing this? Right? What is the value in it? I thought it is midabing enough base. So just to hold on to it longer, is that true by all mitzvahs? Yeah, go for it, Alex.
Also, just like a further question.
Yeah, go for it.
That, and maybe all day would be a tircha, but at least like some of the day that's extra. When you're talking about fill-in or something like that, that's there's certain limitations that you're worried about. You're worried about certain things, about not having a gufnaki, things like that. But holding a lulav seems to be an easy mitzvah in a bufkar to fulfill.
100%. Alex saying that. And of all things, this one's really pretty simple. It's really just the type of mitzvah which just really seems easy. And you know what? The Aruch HaShulchan does something I think you alluded to at first. The Aruch HaShulchan says, okay, I'm kidding. He says, no, absolutely there's mechzik kiyura. But, within reason, a little bit's not mechzik kiyura. He says, yeah, it's not mechzik kiyura if you carry the shul and you walk back from shul. And he doesn't like the minhag. You know, some of the gonim said you should dafka have, you should know, and the other gonim, they bring some gonim, he said, dafka, you want to be yotzi your mitzvah for the first time in shul. So don't carry it to shul. Better to send it with a kid. The kid will hold it for you and give it back to you. Then when you get to shul, don't be Conan. We know that, right? But then, you know, the kid carries it to you for shul, right? Or an Evan or somebody won't carry it for you in shul. And then he'll give it to you in shul because that way you won't be yotzi. Right at the beginning. But the Aruch HaShulchan is not like those going in. Most of Shulam are not like that. Those going in. And they no. You should carry it to shul. Chaviv is a mitzvah. You should demonstrate that you like the mitzvah, right? And exactly Alex's point, just a little bit. Why don't we all walk to shul with our lulavs in our hands, right? Maybe we should be doing that. We should carry it. They went, walked to do it, and they did it. So maybe there's an added value to doing it, Dafka during. Halal, we'll get to soon, okay? But at the very least, we have to be asking ourselves, why don't at least big people do this? And moreover, what's the nature of the kiyum in the first place, right? What are we doing? What is the value in holding a lulav beyond it? Is that true by other mitzvahs to hold on to it? So they got an interesting Ramah. The Ramah says, k'dei lechavim mitzvah aleim or something, right? I don't have the Ramah in front of me. Something about that. For a language of chiv of mitzvah, which sounds like just a nice added component. The Ramah postulates this in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he doesn't say mechzi kiyur. I said it was the Taz who mentions it, right? Not the Ramah. I think it might have been earlier than that. I forgot if the Bachos said I forgot. Right? But whatever. The Ramah certainly doesn't mention anything about yura here. He does mention it by tefillin, right? The Shulchan Aruch mentions it by tefillin. It's an explicit sit, Shulchan Aruch. Right? But over here, no mechzi kiyur here. The Ramah says to do it. He just says, why? Chiv of mitzvah, and then the brackets quote the Torah. I didn't see it in the Torah. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know why it's in the Torah. I just didn't see it in the Torah. Right, but the Ramah says chiv of mitzvah. Guys, you tell me. Everything we've seen so far, is that only chiv of mitzvah? What does chiv of mitzvah mean? The dearness of mitzvah, endearing mitzvahs to you. So maybe k'dei lehodiacha kama hayu's reason of mitzvahs. Maybe that sounds a little bit like chiv of mitzvah. You see how much they loved the mitzvah they were holding on to all day. But it sounds more like to me that they were chasing after fulfilling a mitzvah. And moreover, all the rishonim that I quoted to you, they all sound like there's actually a kiyum in holding it for longer, for it itself, not this general broad principle of showing that you love mitzvahs. Nah. Deeper. Specific to lulav. A local idea, not some global concept of loving mitzvahs and demonstrating that you love mitzvahs, but specific to lulav. There's a kiyum in the lakicha. It seems to be that there's some added element of lakicha. So how could you solve all these problems beautifully? How could you solve all these problems beautifully? When I was talking about Rebbe Arshi, he was mechaving to this. And the Rav says this too. He suggests it. And me and Rebbe Arshi together tried to build up the Rav after we asked some questions on it. The Rav, I think, didn't like it in the end because of the fact that the Gra still did it nowadays, like I mentioned before, the Gra held it all day long. So then some of the Achorim didn't want to go with this because, like, it seems like it's not a good shot. I think we also mentioned Muad and Muzman from Rav Sternbach. And also the Gra did so. And he said, though, but it can't be that. And he also suggests the idea I'm about to suggest. But he says he doesn't like it, though, also because, like, again, the Gra did it. And, like, it seems like this is something, there is value to keep on holding it nowadays. But want to hear a fascinating diuk? Anshi Yerushalayim. Rafi was telling us, what's the significance of Anshi Yerushalayim? Because Anshi Yerushalayim were very stark. They lived right here. They lived right next to the Kotel, where we're standing right now. They lived there. They lived right in the old city, and therefore they were very, very stark. And therefore, that was why it was mentioned in their name. Why else? Somebody else make a diuk. Somebody give me this diuk. Make the same diuk that we did. The diuk of Anshi Yerushalayim. Why are Anshi Yerushalayim and having a kiyum of holding a lulav? What do you mean? Go for it. What is different about the mikdash? What's the rice, Daniel? Good. Now, which one of the Rishonim held that mitzvah of a lulav on a derice level all 7 days applied to all of Yerushalayim? And the Rambam. The Rambam says the mikdash refers to all of Yerushalayim, not just the actual inside the Azara or whatever it is, right? Or higher vice itself. But the Mikdash is all of Yerushalayim. Think about it, guys. Now, this is its own sugya in a different context. We can analyze whether or not there's two mitzvahs or one mitzvah in the Mikdash on the first day, right? On the first day, there's Lekachem Lachem, which also applies in the Gvulin. Or there's the remainder of the 7 days, right? The upcoming 7 days, that mitzvah, usmachtem lufnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. What is that simcha? What is that simcha of those usmachtem lufnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim? What is the Gemara's doration for? What's it clear? What's that mitzvah? To do what? To have the arbaminim, right? That you still have to go ahead and have the arbaminim. The lekicha with arbaminim, right? That's why we know there's a deraisa chiyuv on all 7 days to have it. At which point, maybe it wasn't a coincidence that it was Anshe Yerushalayim. Maybe Pshan and Anshe Yerushalayim is like this. Apparently, there's one aspect of Lekicha on the first day, which applies everywhere, not specific to the base of English. Then there's a second aspect of Simcha, of rejoicing Lefnei Hashem with your lulav. That's not limited to Amir Min Agbein Nafik Bey. The second you picked it up, you put it back down. Why would that be limited to that? As long as you're Lefnei Hashem, you're being Smachtim Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shabbat Yamin. You rejoice before Hashem, holding your lulav all day long. And maybe, from an aspect, not of the lekicha, but of the aspect of the simcha, not the mitzvah to take a lulav wherever you are, you do the take a mitzvah on the first day, but all 7 days, this aspect of holding the arbaminim before Hashem in the base of Migdash, which, to the Rambam, means all of Yerushalayim, would be to have it for all 7 days. And that's why the Anshe Yerushalayim dafka. What would this explain? It would explain why we don't do it nowadays. Easy. Not because of anything, but of Yuara, but rather because we're not Anshe Yerushalayim. Although, maybe we are. Maybe we were. But to people outside of Yerushalayim, it's possible why the Minhag died out, why nobody did this. And nowadays there would be an issue of Yuara, because nobody's done this for a long, long time, that people would have this Minhag. But the old Minhag in Anshe Yerushalayim that they used to do this. Because only they had this aspect of Usmach to the Fanesh and Lekechem al Shabbos Yamim. They only had that aspect. And maybe the Kim and the Simcha, not in the Lekecha. What else could you say about this? Well, what about the Gemara beforehand? What about a Maimar? A Maimar used to hold it while he was davening. Well, actually, the Gemara never connected those two. The Gemara was me. I set you up a straw man. I said up before that, the Gemara made it sound like it flows one after the other one because they were holding your lulav for longer. And you know what? That's probably why the Gemara brought in that brisa. But they're not connected. A Maimar held the lulav, okay, during Hallel. The Gemara had an issue of how he was allowed to do so during Shemoneh Esrei, right? The Gemara has an issue of how he's allowed to do Shemoneh Esrei while holding the lulav. But never says that he held it all day long. So I have no basis other than Anshe Yerushalayim that he held it all day long. Now, let's delve a little bit further into this. What if you put it down and you want to pick it back up again? Is there an aspect of a kiyum here? Well, you might say, if it's a din in the lekicha's over. I finished my lekicha already. Even Joseph before said you didn't finish your mitzvah yet after the shaking, right? Okay, but while I'm holding it, maybe I finished the mitzvah. After I held it, that was the one lekicha. It can be an ongoing lekicha. The Rishonim I said before, they say al netilas lulav, and why you're supposed to make the bracha afterwards, after you pick it up initially. It's an ongoing lekicha. It's a din in the lekicha itself. Lekicha is minimally a moment, but maximally as long as you're holding it. But once you put it down, seemingly there should be no more mitzvah. But who would there be a mitzvah for? Simcha. There's still the same simcha to keep on picking it up. Every time I hold it, I'm still being Mekai in the mitzvah. Now, should I tell you something interesting? What did the Brisa say? The Brisa said that they put it down and they picked it up. So now that works well, not coming from the Lekicha side, but rather from the Simcha side, right? Within the Rambam. But what did the Rambam do very bizarrely? The Rambam quotes the Brisa. He quotes the Minhag of Anshe Yerushalayim. I forgot where it was. Perek Zayin, Halacha Chavdalet, or something like that. Right around there. In Hilchos Lulav. So what does it say over there? The Rambam quotes it without mentioning that he put it down. The one thing the Rambam decides to delete from that whole thing tells you to put it down. So maybe my DX is wrong. Maybe we can't say this in the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam Davka wants to say the Lekicha Pshat, even though he mentioned it on Jerusalem. It says that's why you can't put it down. Although, I was thinking perhaps differently. The Yerushalmi quotes the same story and has it without putting it down. Sounds like the Rambam source was really working off the Yerushalmi. And then you don't necessarily have to say, I mean, you could still say the same thing. It still could just be a din in the Lekicha. But in terms of, it's not like the Rambam saw the Bavli and then deleted something from it, as much as the Rambam was working off the Yerushalmi. And in fact, the Yerushalmi actually has other aspects, which sound like there's another component in it. I don't want to get into that just for the sake of time right now. There's another Yerushalmi, not the same one, another Yerushalmi, which is Mashma, actually, that the mitzvah is only as long as you're still holding it for the first time. In terms of explaining Rabbi Yossi and being Yossi Bereshus, the Yerushalmi sounds like there's an ongoing mitzvah as long as you're still holding it. But once you put it down once, you can't pick it back up again. Then it becomes muksa. But as long as you're holding it, so now you can just say it's a din muksa. But you could also say the Yerushalmi saying that as long as you hold on to it, there's an ongoing kiyum. There's an ongoing mitzvah. And that might be more based off where the Rambam's coming from. Now, I want to mention one more little nafgamina. Let's say you put it down, and then you pick it back up. Now, let's say you pick it up with another mitt. Let's say you decide, I also want to hold the cucumber. I've got my Arbaminum, I put them down. I pick up the Arbaminum, I pick up a cucumber. You guys tell me, issue Baltosif, no issue Baltosif. What do you think? What's your intuition? Why? Well, how would it have been? Okay, good. So tell me, Ralphie, what are you thinking?
If it's in Akitha, your Akitha's over. It's no problem anymore.
Exactly! Right now, I'm not doing anything by picking this up anymore. Right? I already put it down. I was Yotzei already. I was fulfilled it fully. So I can't do Baltosif. I'm not doing the mitzvah any longer. The mitzvah's over. Right? I did the mitzvah. It's not Bishas HaMitzvah. So maybe if I have Kavana to be Mosef and Akanami. I don't have Kavana to be Mosef. I'm holding a cucumber. I'm taking a bite out of a cucumber. I pick up in the Sukkah. Right? And I pick up the Arbaminim. Good. Wonderful. So what am I doing now? Is that an issue Baltosif? No, if it's Akitha. But if it's in Simcha, it's still in a continuation of the mitzvah. And what's the Simcha with these Dafka Arbaminim? Now with a cucumber. So now maybe you have an issue about Baltosif. But it's actually funny. What about Chiva of Mitzvah? Just to demonstrate your love for the Mitzvah. What do you think that's an issue about Baltosif or not? I think Avada, no. That's just demonstrating I love the Mitzvah. So I hold my little for longer in the day. Who cares what else I'm holding? It's irrelevant. It's not like I'm doing the Mitzvah. But you should know it's actually Machlokes. And the Taz is the one who says that it's Chiva of Mitzvah. Off the Ramah. He works off the Ramah. He says Chiva of Mitzvah. And he says there's an issue about Baltosif. He says it. He makes up the Chiddush. The Taz says you have to be careful not to pick up another minute at the time when you're holding it other times in the day because of an issue of Baltosif, which is interesting. I wouldn't have thought so. If it's Chiva Mitzvah, I thought even less than Lokicha. Lokicha, I wouldn't grant there's issue of Baltosif while you ongoing hold it after you picked up the first time. But Chiva, I would never have thought there's any issue. But the Taz thinks there is. The Taz thinks there is. So, Doc, if you do pick it up afterwards, you should be careful not to pick it up on other things. Stam, what we see from all this is that once, I don't know about you, Ora, in terms of holding it for the rest of the day, but at least, guys, good for us to know how to Lamaisa, is that maybe it's not a good idea to put down your Lulav for Hoshanas. You know, you need to adjust them, and you want to pick up your sitter. Maybe you should be careful to still hold them. And that's already talk about holding them dafka in the same hands where they are, and not to, you should hold them together, but each in their respective hands in the right way, right? Esrog in your left, Lulav in the other two, meaning in your right, but, and maybe hold them close together. But also maybe it's not a good idea to put them down. Because maybe I'm losing out on the key. If it's only a dinner lakicha to pick it up again, maybe it's over. Maybe I can't add on. Maybe I lost out on the Nanuim, which I already missed out on. So be careful not to put it down. We want a chumrah, right? Everybody likes chumrahs, right? So now you guys know a nice, good chumrah, right? If you shouldn't put it down before you do the Nanuim, at least, because you don't want to lose out on perhaps a kiyum of the full mitzvah. But I just wanted to say one last thing, which I thought was fascinating, and Maud was mine and brought down. When I found this analysis, he had a lot of analysis, more along the lines of what we were saying, which was geschmack. But then there's more to say over here. There was one weird of Haigon, who I couldn't make sense of, who basically said, I mean, I could make sense of it, but I just didn't want to believe it. Rav Haigon says that every time you put it down and you pick it up again on the first day, right? I mean, like for us, right? So every time you pick it up again, you make a new bracha every time. That you do make a new bracha every time. I don't know. It doesn't sound like that from our Gemara. Rav Haigon sounds like he says every time you pick it up, dafka, make sure to make a bracha. Now some of the Rishonim argued on him and said that it's partially wrong. The Itter himself quoted that and says that's definitely wrong, right? The earlier sounds like he definitely sounds like you're supposed to just pick it up once. And you make your bracha the first time you make a lulav, not every time you pick it up in the day. And according to all of our analysis, the only one that ever made a comment that Rav Haigon seems to fit with is with Simcha, maybe. But maybe Rav Haigon actually thinks every time on the first day it still has an added ask to the lakicha. So maybe it's not so posh, this lakicha versus this Simcha dichotomy of trying to split it as an alchemia. Sometimes Rav Shulman likes to say, and well, yeah, I remember that, he would always tell us. So you can't always have everything nicely in a box. You're not always going to be able to go, sometimes like, he says, you know, for a base Yitzhak article, that's why I use, like, Torah journal. Like, you'll go and you're like, you try to like have like a nice little neat chart at the end showing, okay, so this is the Rambam, this is the Raivan, this is how they all fit in nicely. It's not the way learning works. It's not always true that you're always going to have a nice, like, a nafkamina, hakiras, and everything falls nicely in place. Sometimes it's not true. You have to think harder and deeper as to what's really pshat. And you can't always just nicely map out something. Sometimes you have to learn this so you know the lumbus and understand and appreciate each little nuance, why it works and why it doesn't work. And you won't always have a nice little neat chart at the end of the day. Sometimes things are a little bit confusing, so this Rav Haigon might be one of those. I wanted to end off, though, which I was saying from a little bit of analysis from in the Maor Guzman, and what he says, Rav Sternbach says something fascinating. So the Lamais, what are we supposed to do? What are you supposed to take your Lulav? Right, I already mentioned that it's not an issue of you or our Shulchan brings down other, the Rishonim bring down also, and then they talk about whether you're supposed to hold it in a nice carry or fancy carry or not, right? But to hold your Lulav and walk to Shul Dafka holding your Lulav, right? And you hold it a little bit longer, at least maybe to savor it a little bit longer in your hands, right, before you rush to put it down. But definitely don't hold it all day, right? The Lamais, the post composite, there's an issue of you or don't do it all day long. No question. Now, I'm going to carry my lulav to shul. Where should I make the bracha? If I'm going to actually carry it, right? So there's generally two ideal places where to make the bracha. Number one is to have it the Iker part with the Nanuam, is with the Hallel, the Rav, we've already mentioned, alluded to beforehand, right, with the Kiyum of Iker, Kiyum of the Lulav is with the Hallel, right? So maybe you think the Iker time to do is right before you do Hallel, which is what we've all done our whole lives, right? Or at least that's what I always do my whole life. I know some people, my father-in-law does this, right? A lot of people do it Dafka in the Sukkah. Why? In the Sukkah, we've brought riots in the past, in different places, right? We've seen that the Sukkah is sort of like the Mikdash. The Sukkah is where the makom of Ashras HaShechina. This time of year, on Sukkot's time, is when Hashem comes and He dwells within us. He gives us His little mikdash, like the Anan Yakovod. Why Anan Yakovod? Dafka, not just Ananim. Anan Yakovod, your friends, Ashras HaShechina. The mikdash takes form in its miniature mikdash, mikdash ma'ah, in our Sukkot. So, if the lulav is liratzos, as we know from the Bali Tosfos, right? Where they say by mitzvah baba veira, it's only by mitzvahs which are liratzos, like by karbonos and like lulav. What? If lulav is a carbon, where should you bring your carbon? If not in your mikdash. So dafka, some people, Alpi the Ari, and later, Kabbalists, they explain that, yeah, dafka, you're supposed to first take lulav right in the morning. Where do you take your lulav? You take it in the sukkah. But halacha and lamdus, Alpi halel, demonstrate that no. Alpi sod, while you might be supposed to take it in the sukkah first. But Alpi lamdus, Alpi halacha, if you're supposed to dafka, take it by halel. But which one's your Iker Kiyum at that first moment? When do I want to actually get that Kiyum? So which one am I supposed to do it by? Rav Sternbach says, Dafka is a good question. And he left it, he says, if he had to choose, he's not sure, he thinks I'll be Lomdus. Okay, and that I think is what the normal minhag is, right? The normal minhag is to do it by Hallel, right? Which you see an important lesson like that, right? It's important to know the Sod, and it's important to relate to the Sod, but it shouldn't necessarily alter your halachic practice. Halacha works on one level. The Ramban always likes to show how they all work on different levels. And the Ramban often likes to show how the Halacha even works on the Sodas levels. But for us, we really on the level of Sod. They're all there. They're all different planes. Alright, so overall, we've seen that there's different ways to understand. There might, I think the Pashup Shad in most of the Rishonim is really Pashup Shad, that there's some added Kiyum. Not just Chiva Mitzvah, but Lani Asdati against the Ramah. Not just some Chiva Mitzvah, which is a general concept. No, it's really a Dafka specific to Lulav. What's the nature of that additional Kiyum? Seems to be from just Lulakicha itself. Perhaps if you want to be more chadash, you can say it's dafka to Anshir Shalim, and those who think that there's an aspect of simcha to hold the lulav, and that would be all 7 days, and smach from finishing Lulakicha Malshir Basomen. But it could even be Lulakicha itself, the extent of which we haven't fully analyzed, right? We have mentioned maybe there's a mitzvah every single time you pick it up, you should make the bracha. Maybe once you put it down, it's already over, you only have that one opportunity. Not so clear. But at the very least, what I want us to learn from is the push-up shot on the Gemara, guys. Umay Kamashmalan. Umay Kamashmalan. What do we learn from this Gemara? What should we walk away after seeing a sukkah like this? My question is, Lodiacha kama yuzrizim in mitzvahs. How much they ran after mitzvahs. How we, Alpi Drush, have had the privilege of being Anshei Yerushalayim for 2 years now. Me too. I'm here also, guys. This is my Shana Bet too, that I was part of Anshei. When I was in KBY, I wasn't in Yerushalayim. But now we lived in Yerushalayim for 2 years. We had the privilege of being here. And now, tonight, we stand by the Kotel itself. We're in the Makom HaMikdash L'kulam, right? I mean, not really. But not actually in there, right? But we're about as close as you can get, according to most, right? We are really Anshei Yerushalayim. What does it mean to be a man of Yerushalayim? What does it mean? And even once you leave, one of my rabbis in KBY, Rav Stav, used to say, there are some people who came to KBY, there are some people who come to yeshiva, and it's as if they never came to yeshiva. There are some people who leave yeshiva, and it's as if they never left yeshiva. We had the privilege to be Anshei Yerushalayim for 2 years. Are we going to be Anshei Yerushalayim our whole lives? Are we going to be able to have people say about us, not so that they should say it about us, but because it's true? Yeah. Ah. Kama hayu, mizari for mitzvah. How much does he chase after mitzvahs? His whole life, everything he did, he chased after mitzvah opportunities. Not just that he spent all of Yontif, right, that he spent it going and doing all these different mitzvahs, but even in every single particular mitzvah that he loved it, he would, for chiva mitzvah, he would hold on to it. For the lakicha itself, to do the mitzvah itself, and most profoundly, you hold your mitzvahs, you run on to them, run after them, hold on to them. With everything you do, as you go through each challenge in life, do you remain an Ish Yerushalayim? Are you somebody who everyone will remember for all eternity as somebody who chased after mitzvahs, who loved mitzvahs? That should be our goal. As we leave Yerushalayim, to paraphrase my Rebbe Rav Stav, just to simply say that we're people who were in Yerushalayim, who lived in Yerushalayim, who experienced Yerushalayim, and never truly left Yerushalayim. Mir Hashem, our real privilege should be that soon enough, we should all be push-up shot in Anshei Yerushalayim. We should all come back to Yerushalayim. Not just Alpi Drush, but Alpi Metzias. We should all be back in Yerushalayim. Habanuya, b'meir v'yameinu.